live all across the United States and Canada and around the world. We're on the air because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, we desire to equip you to defend the Bible and historic Christianity because truth matters. To join us on air to ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And before we get to your questions, my apologies to those who are hanging on. And of course, you can call 888-ASK-HANK. I'll get right to you. I want to share something from my heart. Something that I've mentioned a few times, but during 2009, the Christian Research Institute has experienced the proverbial best of times as well as the worst of times. The best of times in that in over two decades of serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, I have seldom seen more abundant, abiding fruit. And here's an example of that sent in by a man named Carl, who writes just a note of encouragement concerning a good friend named Graham, who currently lives near me in a small town in Kansas. One day I asked Graham how he came to know the Lord, because he is just such a solid Christian. I naturally assumed that he'd been a Christian for a long time, but Graham told me that just a few years ago, while he lived in Colorado, he had a job driving a bread truck. While driving one day, he began to listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He liked the broadcast so much that listening became part of his daily routine. Over time, the Lord began to speak to his heart via the truth of the Word as presented by the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff and his guests. One day while driving his bread truck and listening to the broadcast, Graham made the decision to repent, receive Jesus Christ, and dedicate his life to God. Graham has become a model believer, respecting neither wealth or power, but boldly proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ while living a humble life. And like a true friend, he has become a great comfort and help to me and to the community at large. As we discern the ever-gathering clouds of spiritual darkness, it is good to have a solid, godly friend. Thank you, Bible Answer Man team, for being a part of that. Another example of the abundant, abiding fruit borne by the ministry of the Christian Research Institute in the last calendar year. And hundreds of such stories could be recounted. But the testimony sums up our vision to make the complex simple and transferable, not only so that the unbelieving may believe, but so that believers could be equipped to communicate what they believe and why they believe it. This year, so much has happened. In January, seems like an eternity ago, my book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, which exposes darkness to light, points us back to a Christianity centered in Christ, was released. As the year progressed, we published resources like Confronting the New Village Atheists, Truth Under Siege, Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. In the third quarter of the year, we produced and aired our first broadcast on DirecTV, and we began leveraging social media tools like YouTube and Blogspot and Facebook, all for the glory of God and for the extension of His kingdom. Never in the history of our ministry together have we touched more lives in a single calendar year. And that's just in the West. In Pacific Rim nations like China, we have been used by God's grace to touch lives for time and for eternity as well. That reality was memorialized in a moment forever emblazoned upon my mind. A Chinese woman with brilliant smile, had just finished communicating the experience of incarceration due to reading unauthorized material in an unauthorized meeting. Not a hint of self-pity. Only the radiance of a follower of Jesus Christ who'd experienced the reality of authentic New Testament Christianity. When she finished, she thanked me for standing for truth, no matter what the cost. Never have I felt more unworthy. Whatever I face pales by comparison to what she and multitudes like her have suffered. Through testimonies like this and a thousand others, we're daily reminded that ministry is no place for a popularity contest. This is not about the size of the platform or about political correctness. At the end of the day, we do what we do because truth matters. Indeed, that is precisely why I'm so grateful for your partnership in ministry, and also why I need your help today as never before. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast this year, we're still facing a crucial year-end financial need of approximately $1 million. And that is why I'm asking you to help us meet this crucial goal by December 31st. This is much more than simply a budget goal. It's an urgent need. And just as ideas have consequences, so a lack of financial resources has dramatic consequences for our mission and our ministry. Truly, I agonize over every unrealized ministry opportunity, every soul that remains unreached. And you, listening in, are one of the few who perhaps realize what is at stake. And that is why it is so crucial that you send a generous gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute right now. We need every supporter to help meet our year-end crucial need. We count on faithful friends like you in the month of December, because in the month of December, we typically receive a significant percentage of our annual income. These next 20 days, we're at the 10th already, the next 20 days before the end of the month are absolutely crucial to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. So whatever the Lord directs you to send, please respond as soon as possible. And thank you for your loyal partnership and defense of the gospel throughout the years. May God richly bless you for all that your support means to innumerable people at home and around the globe who hear the truth because you stand with this ministry and because you do it because truth matters. Again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. And now to our phone callers. First up, James. He's listening on KTGW in Farmington, New Mexico. Hi, James.
Hi, Hank.
How you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My question was on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I had read somewhere where they had said Christ's birth wasn't on December 25th, but in fact, perhaps in the fall sometime, around the Feast of Tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
And the reasoning they said was the fact that Zechariah was in the temple during the course of Abijah, and that kind of set a date where they figured they could kind of figure out where when John the Baptist was conceived, and the fact that Christ and the conception of Mary took place 6 months after John the Baptist had been conceived, and then they calculate 9 months from that date, which puts the birth around the Feast of Tabernacles. However, it also said that that would put Christ's conception around December 25th. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, but I think this is an interesting story. The question you have to ask is, where is the beef? Where is the evidence for that? The day on which Jesus Christ was born is uncertain. We're not absolutely certain what year Jesus Christ was born. We only have a rough idea, and there are benchmarks by which we can galvanize that idea, but we can't be absolutely specific as to the day on which Jesus Christ was born. In fact, the Romans of the time, the Romans of the first century, not only celebrated their festival at the close of December, but they also thought that December 25th marked the date of the winter solstice, and they observed the pagan feast then of Sol Invictus, the unconquerable sun, which was just in the act of turning, about to aim northward once again. So the early Christian church chose this day, December 25th, as the day of their celebration, not to Christianize a time of pagan revelry, but to establish a rival celebration. So this was a date that was picked out for a purpose. It's not a date that we're absolutely certain marks the day of Jesus Christ's birth. It's a conjecture at best to say that we know the day, and all the stories that have been concocted over the years are interesting, but I don't think there's a whole lot of warrant for them.
Okay, but as far as maybe, let's say, not a specific day, but more of a general time, would it be fair to say it was more likely in the fall around that time as opposed to December?
Well, we don't know. I mean, there are reasons to say yes and reasons to say no. Reasons for the shepherds being in the fields, for example, could have been because the climate was still moderate at that time at night. There is a lot of speculation, but I think we're on safe grounds to say December 25th was picked as a way of not, again, engaging in pagan revelry, but rather establishing a rival celebration, saying it's not the sun god that we should worship, it's not the creation that we should worship, but we should worship the Creator who condescended to cloak himself in human flesh, who came and lived and moved among us so we could know him and have an intimate personal relationship with him for time and for eternity. I'll leave it at that. I've written about this and many other such issues in a book which is available right now. It's called The Heart of Christmas. It's a devotional for the season. As you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well through historical revelations and through inspirational insights into the person and work of Jesus Christ. You can go on a truth Phil journey to the very heart of Christmas. Again, The Heart of Christmas, available as a book. There's a CD, glorious solo classical guitar collection arranged and performed by James Cobb. Also, there's an actual reading of each of the devotionals by yours truly. That's available on two CDs. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Or as always, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. When we come back from the break, we'll continue taking your calls. I also want to tell you about an article that I discovered when I walked into my office this morning at about 6 o'clock in the morning. If you ever wondered about the need for the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, this article is an article that you have to hear about. It's in USA Today, front page today, and it's about mixing religion or mix and match religion. The statistics are absolutely stunning, and there's an anecdote in USA Today that's gripping as well, but it all underlies the absolute necessity for a discernment ministry such as the Christian Research Institute. It also underscores the fact that this is a ministry that needs your support now more than ever. And again, the reason I'm highlighting that today is because the Christian Research Institute raises a great deal of its support during the month of December. We need you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. The way to do that is to go to the phones right now and simply dial 888-7000-CRI. You can also make a gift in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Or as always, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And don't forget to ask for the Heart of Christmas. You can order as well a personalized edition for a donation of $100 or more to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. You can also get Christmas presents for family members and friends. We have 6-packs and 12-packs available. Again, check it all out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back with your questions and the newspaper article in just a moment.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, which includes the accompanying classic guitar Christmas CD by James Cobb for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Prayerfully consider lives you can impact when you give gift book packages specially priced in 6-packs or cases of 12. And also don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition. Don't touch that dial. Hank will return right after this.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Is there scientific evidence for intelligent design? Are scientists being silenced for advocating it? Those questions and more are explored in the provocative new documentary movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, starring actor and writer Ben Stein.
91% of Americans believe that we were created by God, yet that belief has been completely shut out of any scientific discussion of the origins of life in schools. But new science is showing astounding evidence of a designer, and that science needs to be seen and heard.
Expelled exposes the modern-day witch hunt in which scientists and teachers are persecuted for questioning the theory of evolution. Stein confronts the world's leading atheists and Darwinists and uncovers their hidden agenda to suppress the new science that points to evidence of a creator. Expelled.
Order Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, featuring Ben Stein on DVD from CRI by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York, with sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
Thank you.
Bible Answer Man is here to stand for truth and help Christians understand and contend for the historic Christian faith. Many of our valued listeners and Christian leaders have encouraged us in our mission, like Kirk Cameron.
We as parents have to be equipped, and that's the biggest tragedy, I think, in the family, is that if we don't pass on the faith to our children. And it's just essential, and that's why I appreciate your ministry, Hank. You've helped me have answers that are just ready in my tool belt, so to speak, when I'm talking to people on the streets, when I go out to share the gospel with strangers, when I'm talking with my family. I can go to the website, I can look up questions. The Bible Answer Book's got the answers. I want to encourage everybody who listens to this broadcast and supports it, and those who don't yet support it, to please get on board. And if we all pull together, we can make a massive impact.
To contend earnestly for the faith takes precious resources, and here we ask for your partnership with us in fervent prayers and financial participation. If you can make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute or join the Bible Answer Man support team, the CRI Fellowships, or the President's Council, contact us right now toll-free at 888-7274. Or go online to our secure website, www.equip.org. That's equip.org. When you join the Bible Answer Man support team, receive Hank Hanegraaff's The Heart of Christmas audiobook as our gift to you. And now, here is the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. You mentioned before the break that I wanted to bring to your attention front page article, front and center, in fact, USA Today, today. And the article is titled, Mixing Their Religion, Many Choose Their Faith from a Spiritual Buffet. Yeah, the article goes on to point out that elements of Eastern faith and New Age thinking have been widely adopted by, catch this statistic, 65% of adults in the United States of America. And this is according to a survey by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, which was released just yesterday. Of the 72% of Americans who attend religious services, 35% say they attend in multiple places. The article goes on to point out that these Americans are very much a microcosm or a mere reflection of President Obama, who currently has no home church, has worshipped at a Baptist church, an Episcopalian church, a non-denominational church, etc. And then the article goes out to give us a stirring anecdote. It's about a lady named Julia Jarvis and her mother. Julia Jarvis is a graduate at Southern Baptist Seminary in Louisville, and she is now an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ. She studies with a Buddhist teacher and finds spiritual dimension in yoga, and says, I don't do astrology, but my mother, who grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and was a staunch Baptist all her life, looked at her horoscope daily and totally believed it. Jarvis says her late mother, like 49% of adults in the Pew survey, had a moment of religious or spiritual awakening. What was it? Well, my mother feared for years, she says, that I was no longer saved. But just 2 days before she died, she had an epiphany. She said she was told in a spiritual experience to put aside all religious and political differences and just love. That was her blessing to me, says Julia Jarvis, and that's what I'm doing. In other words, what she says is her mom had this epiphany a couple of days before she died, and the epiphany is get rid of all religious convictions and just love. Now think about that for a moment. Love without conviction is meaningless. In fact, love without commitment is meaningless. And if indeed you get rid of all religious convictions and just love, who is the moral monitor of a person like Tiger Woods? Everybody's pontificating on this subject, but yet the majority of Americans today say, it doesn't matter what you believe, just as long as you believe it. There is no ultimate authority. In fact, you should trust your experience over any kind of clear teaching that you might get from an authority like the Word of God. The article goes on to say that 47% to 59% of Americans have changed religions at least once. The percentage of people who call themselves Christian has dropped dramatically this generation, and now the third largest religious group after Catholics and Baptists are labeled nuns. In other words, they have no religious affiliation whatsoever. 70% said many religions can lead to eternal life. 68% said there's more than one true way to interpret the teachings of my religion. Most, 55%, say a guardian angel has protected them from harm, and 52% believe in prophetic dreams. In short, the article concludes, we believe our own experiences are authentic and no authority can say otherwise. The clear teaching of Scripture is not what is at issue anymore. That's not what we should live by. Rather, we should live by the edict that says experience is the true barometer for faith and practice. In fact, it is the true barometer for truth in general. If ever there was a need for a discernment ministry like the Christian Research Institute, it is now. We need to know what we believe and why we believe it. Doctrine does matter. In fact, essential Christian doctrine is the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. If we blur or obliterate that, we destroy the faith once for all delivered to the saints. People need to be brought back to moorings. If they are not, the culture, which is already in decline, will slip down the slippery slope into the abyss. And I fear we will look a lot like Europe in the years ahead. I want to go back to the phone lines now, talk to Ed. He's listening in Mount Vernon, Washington. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. If you've got two arm and leg, you're doing good. Forget that experience stuff, by the way. Anyway, I've got one quick question. Now take your answer off the phone or off the air. Anyway, on that liberation theology, I know it could be long, but can you explain that? Since our president attended that church for 20 years?
Yeah.
Under that liberation theology thing?
Yeah, I've written about this. I can't remember exactly where, but if you want to hang on, I can send that to you as well. But in short, liberation theology is a horizontal, materialistic vision for humanity. It's not concerned with liberation from sin and the wrath of God through faith in Jesus Christ, but it's rather concerned with liberation from human oppression, which comes through class struggle. And salvation is not in terms of life after death for the individual, but about bringing a new social order here and now. That could mean a lot of different things, including redistribution of wealth and the like. So again, it's not about liberation from sin, but liberation from human oppression, which comes through class struggle. Now, it's important to say that liberation from human oppression is great, but ultimate liberation comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is paramount. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that will put all things to right, not in this world order, but in a new world order in which there's no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Wes in Kansas City. Hi, Wes. Hello, Wes.
I've been hearing a lot this idea that Jesus is going to be clothed in human flesh for all eternity. I was wondering what's kind of the biblical basis for that, and why is that important to believe?
Well, yeah, it's very important to believe. Jesus Christ is one person with two natures. He took on a human nature, so he's 100% human, 100% divine. And in theology, this is called hypostatic union, and it refers to the union of Christ's divine and human natures in one person. In the incarnation, Jesus' human nature was forever inseparably united with his divine nature, and yet the two natures remain distinct and whole without mixture. So from a biblical perspective, Jesus Christ is at once fully God and fully human. And this is a statement that has been put forth in the councils of Christianity and certainly is a biblical notion. Jesus rose from the dead in physical flesh. And so we as Christians don't hold to the Jehovah's Witness a notion that he was raised an immaterial spirit creature, but rather he was raised in flesh. And this is one of the distinctive factors of Christianity. We're not platonic, we're physical, and Jesus is the exemplar. Because he rose in flesh, we know we too will rise in flesh. So we don't believe that the spirit escapes the body. We believe that the spirit and the body is what makes a human being fully human, and at resurrection, those who have died, the spirit will be reunited to the body. The body will be resurrected, imperishable, incorruptible, and immortal, and we will live with Christ in physically resurrected bodies, and Christ himself will be in his physically resurrected body, the same body, by the way, that he showed to his disciples to demonstrate that he was not a mere spirit, but that he was actually the physically resurrected Christ. Much more could be said. I've written about this in a lot of different places, including day 10 of the Christmas book that we're offering to you. It's called The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. It's an absolutely beautiful book. But it's not just a coffee table book. It is a book packed with theological truth, plainly communicated so that you can have an ever more glorious grip on the Jesus Christ Emmanuel, God with us, who condescended to cloak himself in human flesh, who came to live and move among us so that we could know him not just for time, but also for eternity. We'll go right back to your calls on the other side of the break. The number to dial is always 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. And if you're ordering The Heart of Christmas right now, the best way to do it is on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with you in just a few moments.
As the Christmas holidays approach, don't forget about the Bible Answer Man website, www.equip.org, for your gift giving this year. Equip.org is a comprehensive tool in place for your edification, connecting you with the latest and best the Christian Research Institute has to offer. When you visit equip.org, you can also listen to past broadcasts of the Bible Answer Man, order products and materials you hear about on the broadcast, or consider giving the Christian Research Journal or one of Hank's recent books as a gift. It's also a vehicle by which you can contact CRI directly or to give a tax-deductible donation to our ministry. Again, the address is www.equip.org. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man will return in just a moment.
Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, and The Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, Mother's Day weekend. The seven-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's unfathomable Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person and ends December 30th, 2009. This includes accommodations, meals, and all of the sessions. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going to our website at www.equip.org. Again, early bird pricing ends December 30th.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. As we come to the close of 2009, we're grateful of your partnership in ministry. During 2009, the Christian Research Institute has experienced the proverbial best of times and worst of times. The best of times in that in over two decades of serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the ministry of CRI, we have seldom seen more abundant, abiding fruit. But this is also why we need your help as never before. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute this year, we're still facing a crucial year-end financial need. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. So we're asking you for your financial help. We usually receive about 20% of our income during December, so every day is absolutely critical. We'd rather face this December 31st deadline with calm rather than with concern. So why don't you get in touch with the Christian Research Institute today to put your donation to work right away? You can call toll-free 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or donate through our secure website, www.equip.org. That's equip.org. And thank you for your help as we end this year strong. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. Right back to our phone callers. Gregory, you're up next, listening on KSIV. Hi, Gregory.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing well.
My question is, lately coming across people in trying to defend the word, I've encountered people telling me that that the Bible justifies slavery or whatnot in America for African Americans. And I just was wondering if I get some scriptures or something that would, you know, dispel these rumors about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, President Obama has forwarded that notion as well, that the Bible promotes slavery. The Bible as a whole recognizes the reality of slavery. It never promotes the practice of slavery. If you go to Ephesians 6, 9, you have Paul teaching that God is our master. He's master to both slave and free. In God's economy, there's no favoritism or partiality, but complete equality. And if you look at the Old Testament, when Joseph was sold into slavery, it was considered a horrendous evil. Not only so, but you can look at Paul's words in 1 Timothy chapter 1, where he puts slave traders in the same category as murderers, adulterers, perverts, and liars. So the notion that the Bible in any way promotes slavery is patently false. And if you look at how Paul deals with Onesimus, a slave in the time that Paul lived in the first century, he says, don't refer to him as a slave, but better, as a dear brother, as a man and as a brother. So the Bible clearly does not teach slavery. In fact, the application of biblical principles ultimately led to the overthrow of slavery as a system, and all human beings, according to the Bible, are created in the image of God. That's why we don't refer to ourselves as slave and master, as Paul says, but rather as brother and sister. And if you look at what happened after the Roman Empire ended, and you have the emergence of the greatest civilization in the history of the planet, you don't find Christians promoting slavery. You find that in other cultures. You find it in Islam. You find it in all kinds of other places. Certainly the Greeks, even the Greek philosophers, had slaves. But you don't find this in a Christian context. And even in the New World colonies, it was the application of biblical principles that ultimately led to the overthrow of slavery. Consider people like Wilberforce.
Yes, sir. So the whole thing with Enosh and his people being cursed or whatnot, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's a misreading of Scripture, and it is unfortunate that people don't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth, and as a result, they are making all kinds of justifications for enslaving people. Cain was the son of Ham. Ham had three sons in addition to Canaan. And the ancestors of Canaan, the Canaanites, were Caucasian, not Ethiopian. Thus, that passage cannot be used as justification for slavery. And unfortunately, it has been. It also has been misinterpreted. And shame on those that do not know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Thomas. Also listening on KSIV. Hi, Thomas.
Hello. How you doing, Hank?
Doing well.
Yeah, Hank, I had a question. I have a Bible study group in my job, and one of the students asked me to pray for the animals. I was praying a prayer, you know, and she just asked me to pray for the animals, and I refused because I said I give thanks for the animals, but I won't include them in a prayer when I'm praying souls and salvation of souls. I won't include animals in that prayer. What's your take on that?
Well, I appreciate your heart, Thomas, but I'd respectfully ask you to reconsider. You can pray for all of God's creation. Obviously, I like your priority. I mean, I think the ultimate prayer is to pray for the souls of those who are lost, because there are only two kinds of people in the world, those who are lost and those who are not. But you can certainly pray for all things. If God is concerned about even a little hair on your head, he's concerned about all of his creation, and animals are some of the most avant-garde of his creations, and you could certainly pray for them. If we have a problem with our dogs or cats, we pray for them as well.
Okay. One other question, if you're not in a hurry. Hello?
Yes.
on divorce. Now, if a person tell you they want a divorce, Should you give them a divorce because they no longer have a love for you and want out of a marriage? Or should you try to make that marriage work as much as possible?
Well, you should. You want the marriage to work as much as possible, and in fact, you want the marriage to work. Period. But look, here's the thing: marriage is a commitment. Love is a commitment, and unfortunately, when people say we don't love one another anymore, oftentimes they say the feeling's gone. But that's the nature of love. Feelings ebb and flow, but commitment should never ebb and flow. And what people do all too often is they leave a committed relationship because their feeling is gone. And then they go look for the grass that's greener on the other side of the fence. And by the time they get over there after a divorce and find out it's dead, it's too late, and they've ruined the lives of a whole web of family relationships. So, you know, God hates divorce, and committed relationships are the fabric of society. Got to run. Good talking to you. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Zach, listening on WCRV. Hi, Zach.
Hey, how you doing, Hank?
Doing well.
I was wondering, I want to teach my children what is right, and particularly my question concerns teaching them how to handle bullies. Is it biblically permissible or prescribed to defend oneself, specifically to defend oneself physically? If so, what did Jesus intend when he said to turn the other cheek in Matthew 5?
Yeah, and in Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, and I took the time to memorize Matthew 5, 6, and 7. In fact, when I was in Israel a couple of years ago, I quoted all three of those chapters, and someone said that was the greatest sermon they ever heard, not recognizing that these were the words of Jesus Christ. But when Jesus Christ is using the hyperbole, he says, you have heard that it was said, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. He's using hyperbole, and he's doing that to express something, which is the supremacy of relationship over goods. But that is not to say, and cannot be used as substantiation to say, that you cannot defend yourself. Of course you can defend yourself. The defensive use of arms are permitted in Scripture. You don't want to aggressively go after anybody else, but to protect yourself or to protect your family certainly is permissible within a biblical worldview.
Okay. So, like, I mean, is this, I don't guess I caught or I fully understand, maybe you can help me out by repeating that, the hyperbole.
Yeah, hyperbole is just exaggeration to make a point.
Okay.
And Jesus Christ does that over and over again. He's not suggesting, for example, that if your eye offend you, that you gouge it out. But he's using exaggeration to make a point, which is to say that it's better for you to lose an eye or a hand this side of the veil than go into a Christless eternity or a separation from the love and grace of God forever and ever and ever. And in this case, he's doing the same thing. He's using hyperbole, exaggeration to make a point, to underscore the supremacy of relationships over goods. So in the hierarchy of things, relationships are more important than things.
Okay, so if I may follow up, the other parts in the context, go the extra mile, and how is that a relationship?
Well, the same thing. If someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asked you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. All in the exact same vein, Jesus Christ is pointing to the supremacy of relationship over things.
Okay, gotcha. Well, hey, that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate the scriptures on the. Certainly, there are battles fought and God giving people into others' hands, and I totally forgot that, but I sure appreciate it. I want to equip them, not just have them have self-esteem problems and get run over. So I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate your show, Hank. Thank you very much.
Hey, Zach, thank you so much for calling, and my apologies to everybody hanging on. I'm out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I have just enough time to once again remind you that this is the time of year. It is better to give than to receive. You're not giving to us, but through us, touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. And while you're at the World Wide Web, equip.org. Take a look at all the resources we have there. Christmas gifts. You can do your Christmas shopping online. In addition, why not give a subscription to the Christian Research Journal this year? You will not believe the next issue of the Christian Research Journal. It's must reading. It will be available in just a short period of time, so subscribe today. You can do it online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, and do remember to pray for us. We believe with all our hearts that prayer is firing the winning shot. So let the Lord know that you are thinking about us in prayer. Ask Him to sustain us and to continue to use us, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. We'll see you next time with more of the show.
Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The seven-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. Early bird pricing begins at only $449 per person plus port taxes and government fees, and ends December 30th, 2009. This incredibly low price includes accommodations, meals, and all of our sessions during the week. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101. That's 877-768-2784, extension 101. Or by going online to our website, www.equip.org. Register soon, as cabins are limited. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.